Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers, and I'm actually here solo this week. My lovely co-host, Eric Todisco, is off on vacation, so I'm going to do a little bit of a Bravo chat solo, but he and I were together when we interviewed Real Housewives of Miami stars Dr. Nicole Martin and Gertie Abrera. And we actually interviewed them together. So it was a great chat. They talked about the second half of the season, how the reunion was, the ongoing divide with the OGs, what's going on between Nicole and Larsa and everything else you're loving about Miami we discussed. So after this chat, stick around and you'll get to hear of that interview, which, you know, was a really fun one. But before we get to that, we have a little bit of Bravo news this week we need to get through, starting with Teresa Giudice's reunion with Jacqueline Larita last weekend. Me being a huge Jersey fan, I was blown away by it. I never thought I would see it. I think Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live said hell had frozen over. Teresa and Jacqueline, of course, they used to be best friends in the early days of Jersey, but they obviously had a big falling out and they've been fighting for years. But what's interesting about this is, number one, Teresa Louie and Jacqueline and her husband Chris all met up together in Vegas. Jacqueline now lives in Las Vegas. She moved there a couple years ago. And Teresa posted the lunch on Instagram and she said they had a 5-hour lunch together. And Jacqueline's just been like commenting amazing things on, I think Louie posted some pictures following the lunch. And Jacqueline just like basically gushed all over him, said he's a great guy. He loves their relationship, Louie and Teresa's, and she loves how Chris got along with, Louie so well and stuff like that. It's nice to see them getting together, but I also have to say that the timing is a little suspect. This reunion comes just literally, I think, 2, maybe 3 weeks after Jacqueline went online and started shading Melissa. And some fans are speculating, is that the motive behind Teresa finally like teaming up with Jacqueline again? You know, is she looking for more people to side with her against Melissa? It's really up for debate. I love to see them together again, but I am concerned a little bit about the motives. If there's an ulterior motive, what will come of it? Melissa was actually on her podcast this week and she talked a little bit about it. She said that the timing was also suspect in her opinion. And especially now that she claims Dina and Teresa are not best friends anymore. We did see that Dina did not go to Teresa's wedding. Dina actually did a Q&A with some fans about a week or two ago, and someone asked how her relationship with Teresa was, and Dina just said, fine. Not sure what that means. That could go one way or the other. But Teresa, when she was on Watch What Happens Live this week, Andy actually asked about her relationship with Dina, and Teresa claims they're still friends. She said that she texted Dina earlier that day. She didn't say what the text was about or show it to prove that they texted, but you know, we'll take her word for it. But it is interesting that given that she's not, may not be friends with Dina or as close as they used to be, and Melissa and Teresa are just in this huge, huge like feud. I know they've always been fighting, but now it's worse than it's ever been. Teresa might have seen Jacqueline as an ally and maybe someone she could, have on her side to, stand against Melissa and whatnot, since Jacqueline's made her feelings about Melissa very clear. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Melissa and husband Joe Gorga also said on their podcast this week that they do think that Louis might be sort of a motivator on the side to split the family up even more than it has been in the past. They said that in the off season between filming seasons, Teresa's never gone as hard for them as she has now, on her podcast, in interviews, on the show. And they think that the common denominator is Louis because she never did this before they were together. And they also think that Louis instigated Teresa's reunion with Jacqueline. We'll see. Obviously these are all just claims and allegations and nothing proven to be true, but it's a difficult situation and we'll have to see how the rest of that plays out. But nice to see Jacqueline and Teresa together. Hopefully it's genuine and hopefully it sticks. And to be honest, I'd love to see Teresa do the same with Caroline possibly. But of course I may be holding my breath for that. But anyway, we also have Real Housewives of Beverly Hills starting filming this week on season 13. They took actually a longer break than usual. Usually, Kyle said that they take about a month break after filming the reunion and the new next season. But this time around, they took 4 months off. So it'll be interesting to see how that break affects the next season. Have many of these ladies hung out off camera? We haven't seen many photos of anyone together. Erica and Lisa Rinna, but Lisa Rinna is no longer on the show. We've seen Kyle with Teddy, but of course Teddy is not on the show. So we'll see how that plays out. But I'm happy to see that they're filming again. The quicker they film, the quicker we get that show back on the air. And I'm super excited. It's funny because I actually went to, I think I said this on the last podcast, but I went to the Vanderpump Rules premiere party, interviewed Lisa Vanderpump, and she actually said never say never to a return to Beverly Hills. So that is also a possibility. We could be seeing her in season 13. Maybe, if not this season, next season, but I know fans really want that. Another big thing happening this week, actually today, is Jen Shah is turning herself into prison. She is starting her 6.5 year sentence. And so she's starting a pretty lengthy stay behind bars. And she actually revealed this week that she got two large tattoos on her arms. One is her husband's name on one arm, on her one forearm. And on the other forearm, I think it's some word that means little one or something. And I saw some claims that it's about, sort of a nod to her kids or her son, who's still, a minor and at home, and she's going to be missing them for sure. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Salt Lake City is going to start filming soon again. So we'll start getting some info on who the new ladies are and, probably hear a little bit more from Jen while she's in prison. She still has to reveal her side of the truth, which she claimed she would a few weeks ago, but has yet to. I'm thinking she'll do it. I mean, I figured she would wait until she was behind bars to do this. I think she's going to try to keep her name in people's mouths for as long as possible. I think she loves the spotlight she got from the show, and the fame that came with it. But I don't know. We'll see. I have a feeling she'll be mentioned a couple times in the new season, even though she won't be on it. But we'll have to see how that plays out as well. And obviously we're still waiting to see Potomac's reunion, which comes out this weekend. We'll see how that plays out. And I'm super excited for that one. Obviously we have to see what happens with Robin. If anything else comes out about Juan's cheating, Andy is supposedly doing a one-on-one with her that might air at the end of part three. That's the rumor right now. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But there is interesting, there's a rumor going around that because Robin waited till after the reunion filmed to reveal that Juan had did indeed cheat on her, even if it was just emotionally, or talking to a woman inappropriately, and did it on her podcast, that Bravo execs are really reconsidering having a return next season. We have yet not been able to independently confirm that. It's not proven. That's just the current rumor out there. I could see it going either way. I don't love that she waited till after filming to reveal something so personal about her life that everyone else in the cast is expected to talk about. I mean, every husband has become a target throughout the series, and cheating has been openly discussed regularly on the show. So why should Juan get any different treatment than anyone else? But we'll have to see. I mean, I could see it being a perfect time to wrap up her storyline. She got married, she remarried Juan. You know, they can ride off into the sunset together now. It's almost like the treatment they gave Cynthia on Atlanta, where, you know, she came onto the show, she was marrying Peter, and then you know, they ended up splitting up, and we watched her journey, and then she met Mike and they got married, and it was sort of like a full circle moment where it was a perfect way for her to leave the show. Obviously that wedding, that marriage didn't last. She's now returning to the show as a friend. But usually when your storyline wraps up on a show in a nice, you know, neat bow like that, it gives Bravo an opportunity to sort of move on from a cast member and add some new flavor into the show. So I don't know. I could see it going either way. I am a fan of Robin. I would love to see her back on the show, but you know, I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, that's basically all for the Bravo news this week. You know, wasn't too much, but definitely excited about the Jacqueline Teresa reunion and Beverly Hills filming again. Yeah, and Miami's been hot, hot, hot this season. And like I said, our interview with Dr. Nicole Martin and Gertie Abrera was just amazing. So after the break, stick around and we'll get to that interview.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome to the Pay Attention Please podcast, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives.
Pay Attention Please, I love it.
Yeah.
Attention Please, Teresa.
Yes, yeah, please.
Well, we have Dr. Nicole Martin and Gertie from Real Housewives of Miami here. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
How excited are you? I mean, this show, this franchise is right now, I would say, the most popular, celebrated franchise of all of them. How does that make you guys feel?
I mean, honestly, it's surreal to me still to like think that, like, you know, we as an ensemble did this and that everyone's talking about it. And it just sometimes it doesn't feel real yet.
Yeah, because, you know, we were just kind of literally just doing these scenes one at a time and being as real. And that was one thing, like the producers, they literally were like, just be you, stay authentic. Mm-hmm. And you know, no one could ever take that away from you. And I think that we all heard that and we just came in with no expectations except for like, they're gonna either hate it or they're gonna love it, or me, or, you know, and it just turned out to be the beautiful, beautiful, you know, experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Last season was good, but this season is even better. I think that's kind of what all the fans feel. How did you guys feel about once you wrapped this season compared to last? Did you feel a big difference in terms of like the drama and the friendships?
This season was a lot more, I think, intense and emotionally draining. You know, I think all of us really felt for Lisa and everything she was going through. I think that impacted a lot of us and that weighed heavy on us during filming. But then there was a lot of drama amongst, you know, the castmates and even now, like, that filming's done, you still see it going on back and forth on Instagram and press, and someone said this on Watch What Happens. And it's like, it never really ends. It's overwhelming.
It is. Yeah.
There seems to have been this ongoing struggle between the OGs and the newbies carrying over from last season to this season. Do you guys feel any more, did you feel any more welcome this season or less than prior?
For me, it was the opposite. I felt like last year I had such a professional hat on, you know, trying to get Alexa married. And that was mainly the focus of all my scenes that you see there. So I didn't even have a chance to even get to hang around like as much with the other girls. So this season is where I have. And now I'm realizing, I'm like, wait, holy crap. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, why can't I get the mic? You know, so it's really kind of interesting how things seem to have taken a very interesting turn.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a further divide, to be honest, than last season. I think that it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were in the news this past week about, you guys said Larsa is the fakest housewife, you know, and then she clapped back a little bit. What's your response to that?
Yeah, I mean,
Dirty, I was in the audience with that. You had some good shade with that.
And you see that it's coming from, like, really me, like, you know, I feel like I've invested in all the friendships or tried to with the group. And with Larsa, what struck me as surprising is the fact that you see me on the show, like, oh my God, Larsa's that girl. She's, you know, during my photo shoot, like, me praising her being a girl's girl. You see me then with Lisa, there's an issue. You see me following Lisa, like, saying, hey, snap out of it. She's hurt and she has a right to what she did, in a way. Yes, we know the petty pipping came through with more than, you know, needed, but that's just the way she operates. And I was letting Lisa know that's just the way she is. You guys should make up. You see me attempting to literally be that friend to her. And honestly, after seeing one confessional, two confessionals, all confessionals, it's literally deer in headlights. Larsa saying, Gertie shouldn't be talking. Like, I don't understand. Even Michelle Obama, would you? And I'm kind of like, what? Why are you behaving this way on screen? But like, I never sense that when I see her, you know, at events or whatever. So I just felt like, I'm now realizing, I'm like, up until the reunion, the way she was treating me and acting, and I was kind of like, whoa, like, what did I do to you? So I don't know what's going on. I said that because I had to pick someone. It's not like, let me calculate today and I'm going to make sure I throw it. Literally light shade. She went again on social media, which I'm not going to retaliate. That's not my
I didn't see the social media thing. What did she say?
Yeah, she said two things. She said, oh,
fake tears.
And you and your fake tears. And then she says, this
is news to me.
Yeah. And were you even at the reunion? So dismissing again. And that's what I'm saying. And I'm like, yeah, you heard my dress coming, because honey, she wasn't building for sure. But it's kind of like, why are you continuing this behavior? And if you're my friend, wouldn't you be like, damn, Gertie, like, offline, Gertie, what's up? What's going on? Like, see, I promise you, I would never do this to hurt you.
Yeah.
And by the way, are you in your feelings? Because I said that I understand why Nicole now disinvited you because of the fact that you came for her career. I stand by it. And it's okay. I can still be your friend and disagree with you. Yes. But this is the problem with the group. People are held against the wall, you know, choking. Like, if they say one thing that may not be exactly what they want to hear. And we're big girls. Put the big girls' panties, and let's do this. And we have disagreements. We're like sisters at this point. We can disagree and hug out afterwards. For you to go online and do all that is just too much for me. Mm-hmm. You do you. I do me. I'll stay silent. I said I'm hurt. I said what I said. And that's that. So we'll see what happens.
I think she said you were bored too. I think something about you guys.
Isn't it? One thing Gertie is she definitely ain't bored. That girl is busy every second of the day. I mean, for me, I think she said something on a post, and she said, every single thing I said is true. She dated a doctor named Raul. Okay. First of all, what you said during filming was that I've slept with every doctor in the hospital. That's physically impossible. So everything you say is not true, because you didn't say I slept with one doctor. Now you're saying I dated one doctor. So no, what you're saying is not true. You're like a walking contradiction. Like, you know, it's funny because now she's trying to backpedal and make it seem like that's not what I said, but it's out there. It's on camera. Like you said it.
It's interesting because you bring up the difference between what Larsa says to you guys face to face and what she says in her confessionals, because in this week's episode, we do see that she sort of apologizes to you, Nicole, about that whole situation. But then in her confessional, she's like, I don't regret what I said. I just, you know, want to kind of move forward, you know? So
yeah, that's the thing that with her, right, is that you get one version of her. And then like Gertie says, she's always there. She's pretending to be friends, but then you watch her confessionals and she's dismissing Gertie and being like, girl, what are you saying? So that's not how friends work. And if you apologize to me, don't go 2 seconds later saying that your apology was a lie, because it's hard to take you seriously and to take you at face value when you say A, but then do B later. You know, it's like, it doesn't mesh.
We know that there's been some buzz about, and Gertie, I think you alluded to this at the Page Six event, about Andy getting upset or mad about something that Larsa said, I guess, in regards to maybe you, Nicole, or Julia. Is there anything you could tell us about what went down at the reunion regarding something that Larsa said that maybe wasn't so kind?
I mean, honestly, the reunion was so intense. It's like, when I try to tell people what it's like, it's like, yeah, have you ever walked into the pound and there's like a bunch of dogs and it's like... like that? That's what sitting at reunion is like. It's just like a bunch of like yapping chihuahuas, me myself being one of them. But right. It's a lot to process. Yeah. And honestly, I can't even remember the context with which Andy yelled at her, but it was definitely something where he was just like, enough. Like, are you serious that you're not getting it? Like,
yeah. And again, trying to move on to the next topic. It was kind of like, we're stuck on this topic and it really was not, we weren't progressing. And I just felt like, you know, he did that and he apologized for it. And, you know, again, I'm not one to support screaming, you know, at anybody, you know, so I just felt like I'm glad that he apologized to her, but like, we're just trying to move on to the next topic, but we're stuck in a particular misunderstanding and we need some things in clarity for either both parties. So that's where you see that frustration on his part, you know?
Yeah.
Now, what were your thoughts? I want to know, you know, at the end of this week's episode, Adriana brings up Frankie, you know, while you guys are all sitting on the beach, she brings up Frankie. What was your initial thought to that analogy that Adriana was using?
The initial thought was, girl, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. You're dead wrong, period. That was the initial thought, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Period. I mean, all of us were like, ooh, bad choice of words. You know, like, it was just dumb. It was a dumb analogy. She knows it. And like, we were all a little horrified, but yeah, it was bad.
It was unanimous. So the initial reaction was just unanimously like, no go, no go, you know? So yeah.
Yeah. And talk about unleashing the wrath of Alexia. I mean, it looks like that comment is not going to go over well. Understandable, because what Alexia went through was brutal.
Is there any coming back from that?
Well, that's the attempt, right? So you'll see that towards the last couple episode, I'm literally, or like, this is my Hail Mary throw, and I'm trying to put together an event to try to mesh, you know, and mend fences between the group and you know, a couple of girls who are like, not, it's black and white separation bill, you know? So that's the attempt. It bleeds into the reunion and it leaves us to be where we are today, where you obviously see that there's definitely some division. Yeah.
Gertie, you had a little bit of that.
It's hard. Ahead, I think whenever, you know, like when you watch enough of these shows, there's always these like unstated housewife rules, right? Like you don't go after people's kids.
Yeah.
You don't go after like their profession or the way they make their money or like families, right? Like those are kind of like the things that are really like high price real estate. And so it's like, once you go after someone's kids, like, it's hard to bounce back from that. Yeah. It's going to definitely take work and effort. I think we're all hopeful that there's a place where they can eventually move forward. But it's definitely going to be a hard one to recover from.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what franchise either. We've seen this happen in Jersey, Beverly Hills. It's not going to go over well with the husbands, the jobs, and especially the kids.
And no one's right. You know, the offender's wrong. The defender is like the way they react. Everything is mashed up together, but you know, they're definitely, you know, children. I would never, I couldn't, it depends on the scenario, but I hope that others don't repeat that, you know, this type of behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Gertie, did you get to a better place by the end of the season and with the reunion with Alexia? Because you guys definitely had some bumps in the road this season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'll see at the reunion, I'm still pulling teeth to try to get a true, like, full-throated, like, I apologize if I hurt you. But in a way where it's kind of like, I sentimentally, I see you type of thing. So, but I think that we got to a better place. And I think that today I have no hard feelings towards Alexia. So, you know, my interviews are just kind of rehashing and rethinking back on what happened, not so much being like a hater of any sort, yeah, moving on in the future. So I'm all ready to go for friends, for fun. I want that Alexia that we saw on day one in the Bahamas, because the girl's a good time. And I love, yeah, that, her, you know, so I want that more than the other type of Alexia.
It almost seems like she changes a little bit when Marisol's around. Do you guys feel that way too?
You said it, not us.
I'll be the one in trouble.
But, you know, Gertie and I, we actually, after we watched that episode, we were like, man, it was so fun. We had, yeah, so much fun that first date.
Oh,
even that night at dinner, we were like, mm-hmm, playing a game, which usually, yeah, never ends well, but we had fun. We laughed, you know, we talked about people's porn histories. Oh, and it was like, it was fun. And yeah, it was nice to get her to kind of like let her walls down and engage with us. I feel like sometimes when Marisol's there, they like stick together and they don't, mm-hmm, make themselves as available to the newbies as much. And then you kind of lose that fun side of Alexia.
Yeah.
It's been a wild season for Lisa. Is there anything you guys can say about how she's doing now? I mean, apparently she might have a new man in her life. I guess that's not confirmed, but have you guys been in touch with her and seen her?
I talked to Lisa yesterday. She's doing amazing. She's focusing, mm-hmm, on her kids as she, good, should be. And she
Lisa, hashtag Lisa Lane. I said, yeah, Lisa Lane. They wouldn't listen to me. And I'm like, girl, do you and your kids.
What she was in Disney World with them and they had a great time. And she, yeah, she was sad she missed Grayson's birthday, but the kids wanted, mm, to go to Disney and she focused on taking them. And that's what she's, you know, that's a priority right now as it should be. So she's doing great.
Do you guys ever run into Lenny in Miami?
Thank God, no.
I don't go out very much, to be honest. And so, no. Nor do I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd assume not.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awkward, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't think he would say hi to us. He's pretty, like, antisocial. Well, I don't think
he would even acknowledge his presence.
Yeah, like, I just, there would be no interacting. Yeah, get, like,
yeah, you got to almost treat him like he's, like, a nobody, because...
Exactly.
He did this to himself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. If we go back to the reunion a little bit, I know you guys talked a little bit. Who would you say you each... butt heads with the most at the reunion?
I mean, for me, you go first. I mean, mine is gonna be short. I don't see myself butting heads with anyone. It's just kind of like being more reactive and kind of like more explanatory of like, don't you get it? Like, you know, just repeating my sentiments until it's heard, you know. So you it's kind of like you know, it's not like butting head in the sense of like, you know, mm-hmm, bulls, but I think that Nicole went into a full-blown bull match with someone.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the whole purpose of the reunion, right, is to rehash the, yeah, season.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm, I had a lot to rehash, right? Like, there were some pretty nasty accusations that were made that we all know now are not true. And, right, so that had to be discussed at reunion. And so I would say that obviously there was a lot to discuss between Larsa and I at reunion.
We haven't discussed Julia yet, and I know you guys are both close with her. How is Martina doing? How are they doing? I know they're going through some tough times.
They're doing great. I spoke to Julia a couple days ago, and you know what? Those two have been through a lot in their life, and they're both very strong, and they're both fighters. So if anyone's going to get through this, it's going to...
That's exactly right. I'm hopeful. They're hopeful. So it's all about good energy and good positivity. So they're doing good.
Yeah, they're in good spirits.
Do you know sorry, Eric.
No, I was just going to say, I think they're a great couple. And it's nice that Martina has someone as a support system like Julia.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we are so excited to see, you know, the rest of the season play out. I know I'm very excited for the reunion. I mean, you guys have been top-notch all season long. I can only imagine the reunion is going to be one of the best. So
yeah, let me just say, Chris and I like wait to get the screeners for RHON, and we don't do that with every other franchise. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
So thank you.
We have not yet received reunion screeners, so we don't know anything.
You lived it. You just have to watch it back again.
You know what? It's like a blur, to be honest. It was it's a 12-hour day. I think we're at the studio at like 8 a.m. and we don't leave until 8 o'clock at night.
It goes so fast.
And then, you know, all of that gets consolidated into 2 episodes, 3, if you're lucky. Right.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, and you never know what they're going to focus on or how things are going to get edited. It's a lot.
Yeah. So it'll almost be a whole new experience again, watching it, I'm sure.
Oh, totally. And then, you know, you sometimes don't pick up on things because everyone's having side conversations or yelling, and then you miss that little sidebar.
Mm-hmm. Lots of those for sure.
Triggered some drama for season 6.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. And I mean, I know nothing with season 6, I guess, has happened yet, but you guys are both in if you get the call.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I have to do it right and justice by telling my full story if I can, you know, versus kind of leaving it hanging, you know. So I feel like for me, because of season 1, me being more on the professional spectrum, now it's like I feel like I'm just now beginning my journey as showing my personal side. So yeah. I would love to share more if possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd love to see you guys come back for sure. We're already, you know, anticipating what's next for you guys. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you guys.
Have a beautiful day.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.